Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jerry Jones is on the G-Bag Nation today, and we want to dive into some of those cuts. It was really, really good stuff, as always. And let's just dive in with some of this Tony Romo stuff. Obviously, the article came out in Sports Illustrated, and he was given the Sports Personality of the Year, something to that end, a very prestigious award. Really exciting for Tony Romo. And it was a fascinating interview. So they just kind of jumped in with Jerry there and said, regarding the Sports Illustrated article about Romo, how much do you miss Romo's brain just in the Cowboys organization?
Well, if you read that article and give it credence, you can see that we miss it. He's inordinate. He's got a great football mind. And some of the same skills he used to play football with make him a great commentator, and that is his vision, his anticipation. And but he's got that. And uniquely, it manifests itself on the field for him. In other words, his athletic ability let him take it from processing the brain and let him execute it with a quick release if it's a passing situation. But, boy, listen, Tony would look at teams when he got ready to play them, and he would say, that guy's playing about a foot off the hash mark. He lines up out there every time. That gives us what we need. We can make a inside route to him, and he doesn't have time to get to it, and he's not but a foot off. Well, that's Tony Romo. And I'm just compelled to say this almost every time I talk about him. One of my biggest failures, among probably a long list of them, is that we didn't win a Super Bowl while Tony Romo was our active quarterback here with the Cowboys. That should have happened, and I take a lot of the blame for that.
You can't tell me he doesn't want to win a Super Bowl with Tony as coach. I mean, God, he can't stop bringing that stuff up. He can't stop bringing it up. Now, I'm not saying Tony would be like, oh, yeah, Jerry, of course, great idea, but let's say – I mean, come on. We deal in the world of hypotheticals all the time. Sports talk radio should be called hypothetical talk radio. So let's say they get their butts kicked in three consecutive games. Don't you think Jerry wants to go get Tony? Go get Tony and bring him in here to coach this thing.
Well.
Come on, Tony.
I think in terms of the thing that would bring the biggest ratings, I think that would be it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the biggest talk, the biggest stir.
Oh, my God.
It'd be tough for Romo to do that, first of all, to his family, as we've talked about, because he wants to spend time with the kiddos. But this would be the best-case scenario for that in the same city. You don't have to move.
Right.
But it would be tough to do that to Nance as well.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. I haven't thought about that.
Because Nance ran off Phil Sims for him.
But isn't that good for Nance, regardless of who he's working with, to run off Sims, who
hasn't
really offered much in a decade?
Yeah, that's fair. But I don't know that – it just seems like it would be hard to do. But I guess they prepared for the contingency that if Romo wanted to come out of – the booth to go quarterback a team, that CBS signed off on that.
Right, and it's obviously, like, you're making great points, but it's more ideal if Tony's going to do that to make that decision in February, probably after the Super Bowl, than to make that decision in November or whatever.
Right, which it was in the contract that he could do that. So I would love for that to happen. I think
we would have so much fun with that, dude. Oh, my God.
Jerry would love for that to happen. I don't know how much Tony wants to do that. It's funny for him to say he thought he was going to go into coaching. I mean, I've talked to him about coaching before, but it seemed like he was way more interested in being a GM like Elway, building a team.
Well, okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you. Go ahead.
Well, it just seems like there's way more job security in that. It's not quite as much of a grind. But it just seems like better in a million different ways.
You're dead right. You're dead right. However, let me throw something else at you. What about his relationship with Jerry and Steven, and I think probably, I don't know this, but I would assume Will, because how many times have we talked about on this stupid show, wait,
Jason Garrett made the call on that pick. I mean, that would be giving Tony. If Tony walked up to Jerry and said, Jerry, I can win a Super Bowl with this guy, Jerry's going, oh, my God, Tony said it. We got to draft this guy. I mean, he hangs on Tony's every word. Hmm. It would be a unique – I'm not saying he's instantly Belichick, you know, but it would be a unique thing where he would have a lot of authority and personnel for a first-year guy.
He would. I mean, they could even make him a coach, assistant GM.
Yeah. He knows he can work with those guys,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Look, think about this. Is it the most difficult thing about the Cowboys' job, quote-unquote, working within the parameters of the Jones structure? Like, isn't that the biggest hurdle that people assume is the biggest hurdle?
I used to think so.
For all this stuff?
I used to think so, but that's when I thought it was crazy, Jerry. Mm-hmm. And I'm wheeling and dealing and gunslinging. And I just don't think it's like that anymore. I think, now it's Jerry and Steven and Will McClay and the coaches. And, you know, I feel like it's a whole brain trust now.
I do, too. And I also think that's why they're more hesitant to get rid of Jason when we're all sitting here going, now, what are Jason's strengths? Because they love that familiarity. They love working within that. I mean, I can't imagine going out there and getting a new coach that would be a better fit for their situation than plopping Tony frickin' Romo down in the middle of that thing.
I wonder if they could.
Dude, we would get the coach's show because you and Romo were tight.
No question. I think if you first have to
go convince him of this,
you'd have to
take him to Nick and Sam's and do something. Ben, come on, man, get off your ass.
You know what?
What are you doing right now?
I feel like I love it. I mean, you convinced me yesterday it's a great idea, and after reading how much he's interested in coaching, let's do something.
Get him on the phone.
Let's take a listen. They asked him. Let's go to cut number 9. Could you see Tony Romo as a coach of the Cowboys?
Well, I think let's don't speculate. Tony is very capable of being an outstanding coach in the NFL, and it could easily.
Please stop it. Easily. It is my favorite thing in the world. I mean, it is the most consistent thing in the world for Jerry to say something like, well, I'm not going to comment on that, but here's my comment. I mean, that's what he does. It's why we love him. Let's not speculate, but, man, would he be awesome.
That's why he could never be on the witness stand. Now, I'll plead the fifth, but here's what happened.
Okay, I'm sorry, Parker. Pick it back up and put that weird Miami Vice audio filter on it.
Well, I think let's don't speculate. Tony is very capable of being an outstanding coach in the NFL. And it could easily be in the future for him because he just loves the competition part of it. But let me tell you, he's got things to that he will be the first to tell you that he wants to do better, many things that he wants to do better, things he needs experience at in his commentary.
Oh, please.
And he's going to work the – he's just
the
going to really handle and look to every detail. He's soaking it up, boy, when he's around a Michaels or he's around someone that of really accomplished, he's just eating it up. But then he expands it, and that's his brilliance. And Tony's as naturally, mentally, gifted regarding our game, regarding football, regarding nuances that can be really enhanced, which is creativity. I don't know that I've seen his equal.
I mean, he just said he's the brightest football mind in the world.
You know what I think? Look, I'm sure Tony is a smart guy, too. I don't really know much about that part of his personality. But, like, I know that there used to be this gene or something for sports smarts. Like, I've known people before that if you sit there and you have a discussion with them about just the way government works or whatever, they just got a blank look in their face, like they have no idea what words you're using. Or if you were to talk about whatever critical analysis of a text, they would be like, what? And then you hear them pontificate on sports in a way in which they invented it.
It just depends on what you're into.
Right. And what I'm saying is like one guy that I always think of in that regard is Jason Kidd. Jason Kidd's a frickin' sports genius.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he is a sports genius. But you would never – no one's ever, like, when Kidd was a player, you know, interviewed him or whatever and said, oh, my God, this guy's brilliant. But, man, there's not a sports situation that he's in where he doesn't understand every wrinkle and nuance and whatever. So I don't know Romo in that way. He may be brilliant at everything, But I'm fairly convinced he is a quote-unquote sports genius. Whatever that is, that gift is, he sees all of it.
They asked Jerry, relative to Romo, when do you think that that type of Romo ability will be able to be something that you'll see from Dak?
Well, two things. Number one, Mike Zimmer was our defensive coordinator, and Parcells was the head coach. And Mike used to get so frustrated because Tony, as the scout team quarterback, when Tony first got to the NFL and got with the Cowboys, he'd pick us apart. We couldn't stop him during preseason. We'd be down in San Antonio practicing. Our defense, he was just unstoppable. And Mike would say, guys, let's stop this. He's throwing back against the defense. He's doing things. We're not going to have to face something like this, and we're not getting good practice. Well, the facts are that he was very successful last year when he wasn't playing. He would work with Rico Gathers and do some things that they would improvise that just were hard to stop. And you say, well, but those aren't in the competitive situation of a ball game. Well, let me tell you something. Those guys are still out there. They're paid a lot of money. They're quite the players at practice too. And they practice intensely. And so my whole point is that Tony's been bringing it to the table. I would say that when Scott Linehan got here, that was very much an effort on all of our part to get Scott quickly appreciative of what Tony's ideas are and implementing them in strategies and game plans. And all of that worked. And all of that... The thing that happened and that set us back, of course, were Tony's injuries for a couple of the years that Linehan was involved. That really hurt us. That set us back. And now, the second part of the question is Prescott. Prescott has the work ethic. He has the ability. Of course, Linehan, I think, is outstanding. And he recognizes the good things that Prescott can do, where we can expand his game. He will expand his game. Tony would be the first to tell you that when he first got to NFL, he was not accurate throwing the ball. But he could see everything. The minute he walked in, everything looked in slow motion over on the defensive side of the ball from the day he got here. And so that's slowing it down is a challenge. That's what everybody has to do. Slowing it down means you can pick them apart and really make plays. Well, he always could see it, but he couldn't deliver it in the spot that he really wanted to. Well, his accuracy improved. And so players that work at it, and he was the ultimate worker too, Tony, and Dak Prescott shares that, matches that, has that kind of work ethic and the skills and the arm to do it, we're going to have nothing but an arrow pointing up with Prescott.
Jerry just did a far better job of articulating what I was just saying about Jason Kidd than I did. It's that sense of just seeing it. You can see it all unfold. And, man, that's half the battle. If you're like a point guard, if you're a catcher, if you're a quarterback, I think probably a goalie in some way relates to that in hockey, you know, what you got to be able to see and the way things develop, because so much of that sport is anticipation because of the speed with which it happens. That's a genetic thing, man. That's being able to see that stuff. It's an absolute gift, and there's no doubt Romo has it.
You know, I feel like one of the biggest misperceptions about Romo was work ethic, like early on, you know, because it was all about Starlitz or Cabo or whatever.
Golf stuff.
Being into golf, this is a guy that was so consumed with winning a Super Bowl that all day, every day, it's all he thinks about. You could bump into him in the off season, and he would pull you aside, and in his phone, he would have the exact throwing mechanics, a video of all the best quarterbacks who have ever played. And he'll sit there and go, see, because this, this is what he did, this is what he does, this is what I'm working on this off season. And there was always something. And I love the story of DeMarco Murray coming over to his house, and they were going to watch a basketball game or something, and he forces DeMarco Murray into watching an hour of film. And DeMarco's like, can we just hang out? But the idea was, you know, out there. The perception was that Romo was into a million other things other than football. He was into other things, but he was always consumed with trying to figure out a way to win a Super Bowl for the Dallas Cowboys. Be interesting to see if he would do it as a coach. Fascinating.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.